It's going to start into right. The
moment. You ready?
It's going,
John Jack said it once.
Right, so yeah, sit a crescent.
Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Right,
see where Johnny's sitting now, sit around him. Where is exactly where he's sitting now? Everything will fall around when. Right, there we go.
I hope you can hear the right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Peeking a bit.
Hello.
Stop it, it's not funny anymore.
Can we just, before we start,
where's the plan?
Oh, it's in the bag, hang on, shut up.
Right, now actually,
follow.
Before we start, can I just say...
No, before... but we never follow anyway, but... Anyway, before we start, it's not funny anymore, Ben. When you keep going...
It's not funny!
At the start of every single...
Open to it!
It's funny when John Jack actually does it.
celebrating the birthday of our technician John Jack, and if it weren't for him, we wouldn't have a podcast. So, happy birthday, John Jack!
Woo!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mate.
Are
you having a party?
Yeah.
Wait.
Also, I've got a little present for you.
No, John Jack.
This tissue.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, he's giving him a tissue. Has it got snot in it?
Happy wiping your nose.
I was going to use it for my arse thing.
Wiping my arse.
It's a shit ticket. No, I must have something I can give you.
You
can't have that.
What, his MP3 play? He can't have that.
Alright, I tell you what, I've booked Ben's mam for you tonight.
I would like to say that I have written a poem in my first three period of the day.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, thank 10p. You.
Yep. And I'll be reading that later.
Oh, thank you, Ash.
No, this is just some drawings which I did.
Find the poem.
Can we have random right there?
Can I read the poem?
Alright then, so.
I'll read the poem later.
Okay. Introduction.
Also, Johnny, we're on Chav Watch today.
Chav Watch.
Okay, so.
Chav Watch. Chav Watch.
Alright, stop it now.
Chav Watch.
Sorry. Somebody unplug that keyboard.
Someone knock him out.
Why'd you have to copy my ideas? I was going for the keyboard.
You ruined it.
Ow.
You ruined Hello my and ideas. Welcome to the Ben Marshall podcast.
Ben Marshall Wank.
With us, me,
Ben
Luke
Marshall
Barrett.
Wank-cat.
Me, Jack Gutteridge.
Me, Rupert Humperdinck.
Me,
Hubert Cumberdale.
Oh, Chav.
Jabs.
And
obviously,
who
would be
got
a podcast
that
without
got
me,
that
Ben Marshall.
Ben Marshall.
What would it be?
I don't know. It would be
a good podcast.
Would it be more funnier? But what?
And through popular demand, I've been brought to
proper grammar, like what I speak.
Proper grammar.
More funnier.
Proper grammar.
More funner. More funnier.
Should we have a good song?
That's not a word. Funnier.
More funnier.
More funny.
Much more funny. More funny. There you go, then.
Yeah, you can tell that you're doing A-level English, can't you?
Yeah.
Right.
And you got one grade than me.
Yeah, well, if you put the work in, you'll get a good grade, John Crossley.
Like. Kung Fu Party in County Jail. Yeah, I don't know the words.
Oh,
they're the slings.
Keep going.
Just keep repeating. This is like, come on!
This is like a podcast with Jules Holland.
It's often the best.
Dance to Jules Rock.
Can we just stick to the program, please?
Oi, oi! Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know the words, so I'm going to be a bit impartial. So, hello!
Sorry, a bit of.
Fucking hell.
Kind of digressing now with a bit of Elvis.
We love digressions. This is what this is.
I bet Elvis
will
be turning in his grave. I do apologise.
He's not dead, though.
What do you mean he's not dead? Next you'll be telling me that Santa Claus isn't real!
Ben, stop trying to be funny, please.
Santa Claus isn't real!
Please stop it!
Shut the lid on his fingers. There you go.
Right, the lid is shut.
Not his birth first.
Come on, man.
Jack, look at all the pictures I drew. You can't see them at home.
That's quite amazing. That sounds
well.
Right.
Well, to be fair,
anyway,
we should
have
the lid
on. We've only got 10 minutes.
We should have the lid on Ben's sex life.
We've only got 10 minutes now. Okay, number two, quiz Ben.
Quiz Ben? What do we want to know about Ben?
I don't know. Right. What does anyone want to know about?
Sam, ask a question. What do you want to know about Ben?
We have in the room with us now Sam Holland. He's my guitarist and drummer in my Queen tribute band. Open and close quotation marks.
Oh, it's a tribute band. I thought you were slandering
what,
the
open
name Queen.
Sam, any questions for me? Do you shave? Yes, that is a good question. Yes, I do shave when I can be bothered.
Well done, Sam, because this brings up quite a good anecdote, right? In year 10, in the maths lesson, we were told that Ben, instead of shaving, decided to put Imac cream on his top lip.
Really?
And then wash it off.
Really?
And all the hair came off with it. And Michael Eckert just kept singing for the rest of math
lesson.
Can't get
enough of that Imac cream.
Yeah. For the rest of
the term.
I have a question. It's quite funny. Where do you purchase your underwear?
No, where does your mother purchase your underwear?
BHS.
BHS.
Hot dog.
Sweet.
Oh, money in the bank.
Sweet.
That doesn't come across good on a podcast.
No, it doesn't.
I've got a question for Ben.
Okay.
Why don't you approach more ladies?
That is a really good question.
Because he's off.
Sorry,
you're all thinking it, right? I'm just going to whisper it to the microphone.
You keep.
He's gay.
That is not the case. Just because I'm sitting here with my legs crossed and my hair dark.
But if you can't handle the truth, Ben.
No.
Right, I'm answering truthfully without the aid of music. I do not approach girls because I'm not confident enough. And I'm worried that I'll get knocked down.
But if you get knocked down
with a fist and bang.
Goodbye.
You've got to get back up again. Yeah. You're never gonna keep me down.
Look at Johnny.
There's a song there.
Oh yeah, knocked down. Come on. Yeah. Sorry.
Well I'll get up again. You're never gonna keep me
down.
Right, Snook.
Put it down.
I think you should risk it more. Will you risk it more?
Stop.
Yeah,
it's a
biscuit
for
a biscuit. Ow. No.
Yeah, that is the sound of John Jett's hand getting trapped in the piano. That's quite funny. Yeah, anyway.
But you should risk it. Be a bit of a lad.
Bit of a lad. A bit like Chris.
Get your
isn't here because he's off making a girl pregnant in the toilet.
Ben Marshall can get his groove on.
Groovy.
Groovy.
Yeah, I think
groovy gravy.
What do you think?
What are we
going to
talk about?
Can we, last week we dedicated the podcast to Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Can we dedicate this podcast to Richard Hammond?
Yeah.
You know, he's
not dead yet.
We'll just dedicate it to him. Hopefully it gets well soon and he's back on Top Gear without any delays.
I've got a little song for Richard Hammond.
Well, it's not going to be without any delays, is it?
Well, the BBC, I reckon they're going to axe Top Gear, which is a load of bollocks.
Not at 300 miles per hour, he's not.
Oh, my God.
I've just got a little song.
Go on.
I've been driving in my car.
Stop.
It's not quite a Jaguar.
Anyway.
Look, you took a piss out of Steve Irwin last week.
Do you know Gwen Stefani wrote a song for Richard Hammond?
Really?
Is this true? It's on here, look.
Really?
I'll load this up.
What is it called? Crash.
Anyway! We should have that on top that was a joke. Anyway.
Yeah, Sam can do the drum roll as well.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'd rather not.
Why aren't we going to talk about celebrity obsessions anyway?
Yeah, right, we're going to talk about that now. Okay. Oh, I think. That's my MP3 player in the background. Paint it black. I'm just trying to prove my point. Yeah. Shalom! Look.
That's rubbish, you got the original.
Crash.
Yeah, it's alright, I believe you. What?
Come on, point was, what was the same?
Yeah, I think everyone has some form of celebrity obsession.
Yeah.
You're eating teddy bear crisps.
Who's eating in the music department?
I mean, right, let's go. Who's your celebrity obsession?
My celebrity obsession at the minute is Nelly Furtado. So I'm totally in love with her.
Convincing.
Ashley.
Yeah?
Have you got a celebrity obsession?
Yeah.
Who's your celebrity obsession?
Richard Gere.
Okay.
Do they have a theme tune?
Oh.
Actually, I have two celebrity obsessions: Nelly Furtado and Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Brand.
I'm in love with the dog.
Is this an admission?
Yeah.
Right,
I'm closing the lid now.
Only do it on the jokes because right, that sounds good.
On jokes, don't
you? Who's your?
What about the gay?
Oi, gay boy. You all look grand. Right. Who's your celebrity obsession, John Jack?
It has to be the legend that is definitely Ben Marshall. Come on, he's like a celebrity in his own right now.
Woo!
And we need to write him a theme tune. So
we will, but not while we're live on the podcast.
Have you heard Charlotte Church's theme tune? That's shite. It's appalling, that show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Who's your celebrity obsession, Ben?
Used to be Michael Jackson. At the minute, it's Queen.
What?
Are you laughing at me for liking Richard Gere?
No, don't give me that. Fuck off. Otherwise, I'll have to sing it anyway.
Oh, he's gonna sing it.
No, I'm not.
Come on, Ben.
No, we've sang this before on a podcast.
Yeah, we'll sing it at the end.
Don't make me key you.
We'll sing it at the end. Come on.
Right, yeah.
I want to tell you my poem.
That's what
I've got
my
poem.
Yeah. Alright, yeah,
I'm going
to
tell you my poem.
So now, mine, obviously, to anyone who knows me, will say it's Gwen Stefani.
Splurgetastic.
Splurgetastic.
Holly Willoughby of Ministry of Mayhem, she's alright.
You're all missing the.
I think, well, not all of
them. Ben, that's what Ben does. He's going. I'll watch that children's TV show where, Holly Willoughby. Not the little kids who are in the audience.
I don't like seeing babies!
No, no!
I do quite like it when the little kids get gunged.
Oh, he's 6 years old, a bit.
That's cute for a joke,
but
right?
Only.
Anyway!
Look, it's not. You're not Jules Holland. You can't just start playing all the time. That fucking annoys me when he does that.
No, I love Jules Holland. Not like that. I like Jules Holland.
I love Jules Holland!
Stop wanking over Jules Holland.
Why are people obsessed with these celebrities?
I don't know.
Because Richard Gere's a good actor.
Yeah. I like Pierce Brosnan and Nicolas Cage, but I don't go around saying I'm obsessed with them.
But you said you're obsessed with Queen and Michael Jackson.
I used to be.
Frankly, it's because we fancy them. I am a
I don't fancy Richard Gere.
Attracted to Nelly Furtado.
Not strange. She doesn't do anything.
Oh, it's inexplicable.
She's got an amazing ass.
She has got an ass.
Gorgeous.
Ass, I'll give you that one.
Like, oh, she's got a great
where she's got that tight white t-shirt on.
She's got some hair on her.
Oh, my God.
She has some nice hair.
The hormones are getting
She has some nice hair as well.
Yeah, she has got hair.
She does have really nice hair, actually.
Yeah, got hair.
And I'm not taking a piss.
She's got hair as well. The hair.
I really like
the hairs on her head.
Stefani, just because, not only because she's like amazingly hot, but she is amazingly cool person. And she's in a ska band.
Ska band. Oh,
well, ska slash punk slash two tone slash whatever. There was a bit of everything in there. No doubt, it was awesome.
No doubt, it was.
A CD. Yeah, no.
I'd love to rub some shampoo in her follicles.
Her CD that she released, Love Angel Music Baby, I'll just do a bit more plug in here. It's awesome. Yeah. And
our own clothing line as well. How cool is that?
Johnny loves the dresses. He's wearing one now.
It's not long now. Oh, wait, I haven't got a watch on, and even if I did, it doesn't say the date on it. I don't know why I looked at my wrist.
It's come on,
a birthday on
October 3rd.
It's my birthday.
It's the 27th.
You should have known that.
I want to...
Go on, read your poem then, Ash.
Oh,
no,
no, we need to see why Ben's obsessed with Michael Jackson.
Right, Ben,
why are you obsessed?
Because he likes...
I'm not obsessed. I just like his music and I like his dancing.
Do you like the way he acts around children?
No, I don't. Personally, I don't think he's done anything with his children. He's just had a crap childhood.
That's
he's
what all paedophiles say.
Honest.
Exactly.
All people deny it.
All
the facts.
I'm not going to go, it's alright, I'm a nonce. Yep. See him, I fancy him. Ooh,
yeah,
six.
I've died,
no,
I like
just
children.
Just like his music,
you know,
and his dancing, that's all.
Yeah, but you said a minute ago, I said, who are you obsessed with?
I don't know, I have mild obsessions. Every time I get onto a subject, I tend to become a bit obsessed with it, unfortunately.
Especially, I mean, children just have to be...
yeah, children are one of his
you
obsessions.
Know.
Yeah,
gays.
Yeah, gays.
You do not want to look at his history on Internet Explorer.
That's coming from Luke.
Yeah.
All right.
Super government nightmare.
At least I look at normal porn, though.
Sorry, I switched off for a second. Why are we talking about porn?
Because we said we don't want to look at Ben's history on Google search because of all the child paraphernalia that's going on.
I see.
Yeah.
Can I just confirm there isn't any of that on there?
Yeah, for legal reasons, but not on
not for legal reasons, just there isn't any on there.
Yeah,
full stop.
Yeah. he wipes his history. That's why there's not
you can't
any
wipe your
something
history
to do with data
law.
Protection, maybe.
Google know where you've been.
Yeah, but they don't.
Do know where.
Google knows.
That knows everything.
It's like Johnny Crossley.
Right, okay, can we move on the schedule?
Yeah.
Ashley, I think you should read your poem out.
Yes, you should.
Oh, okay. This is a poem for Jack, and yeah,
as it's his birthday.
Shut up! Yes, thanks, Ben. Damn it! Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to do this.
I'm having a nervous breakdown. I haven't even said anything.
Jack,
yes.
Poem for you. I call it a poem for Jack. Okay, today you've reached a kick-ass age. You're grown up and turning the page. Just playing your guitar and feeling fine with a fuzzy top and a clouded mind. Kicking the tempo and raising the pitch. Just be careful you don't paint the bitch.
Oh, God.
While online, you like to play Doom, if only your connection would allow you the room. Your throw is bushy and throws your balance. That should not damage or ruin your talent. Tall like a tree, I could see you off a mile. And every time I do, you always travel with a smile. This short poem was penned just to say, congrats, dude, you're 18 on this day. So reach for the stars, I know you can, and I'll be the roadie for your band.
Oh, that's beautiful!
That is...
Thank you!
Like a
lovely... Cheers, Sal, that's so emotional!
Jabs!
Can I just finish with a rendition of...
That girl are really worried!
Can I just finish with a rendition of Happy Birthday for Jack, or are you not bothered?
We're not quite finished yet.
Main point.
Titanic.
Right, talking about the internet.
Yeah.
Did you
like your poem, Jack?
That's beautiful.
Ben,
thank you.
Ben Marshall now has a link.
Does he?
No, I lied. Ben Marshall actually does have the podcast space on MySpace.
Yes.
Ooh, very modern.
MySpace
music
section. It's not actually just his space, though.
No, it's for all of us.
He thinks it is.
It has got
an ego testicle, really, isn't it? Mm.
Testicle?
No, I meant testicle. and, yeah.
Really?
So, what's the URL?
It is www.myspace.com/TheBenMarshallPodcast.
The Ben
obviously,
Marshall
I could have worked
podcast.
That one out.
We need to write a theme.
How could you?
Oh, yeah, just typing random addresses in.
I've got a blindness website.
Anyway, get to the point. The main point of this is MySpace basically means I now actually have friends.
Wow! There's a revelation.
People who have added him so that they look like they have more friends.
Yeah.
Especially his
Still
fans on Podomatic.
First time for everyone.
And apparently, who's
Hello,
on there?
Gay fans.
Who's on there? We love you.
We're not anti-gay, homophobic.
There's me. On these friends, we've got me.
Me.
We've got Luke.
I'm the best friend.
Got some girl called Nikki, I think.
Yeah,
Sam Simpson's friend, Nikki. Joe Barker.
Oh, yeah.
Some random people. Reverend Mike, who is actually a Satanist, I think.
We like Satanists on this show.
But
worship the devil!
Two people that I invited to join us as friends and who actually accepted was a Playboy model, I can't remember the name of.
Ooh.
And a random
Isn't it that
porn
forbidden
star.
One or something?
No, that's a different one. That's like a porn star.
Oh, right.
She's like in adult films.
Not Tara Patrick, is it?
Bit of blue.
No,
for sure.
If it was Tara Patrick, I would have said it was Tara Patrick.
Didn't you get a message from her or something?
Yeah, actually.
And what did it say?
I was saving it. Exclusive. This isn't from the porn star. This is from the Playboy model, who is actually brunette, so she's not really to
I don't mind.
She thought Ben Marshall had a sexy voice.
Ooh.
Really?
Go on,
really?
Ben.
Thank
ben,
you
want to share a bit of advice?
Before you go on.
Before we go, rendition of Billy Mee Rats.
No, don't. Because, so just to say, before we go, right, and you go to check that out on MySpace, that was a private message, not a comment.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to see it. But trust me, it was scary.
It was quite scary, yeah.
We better go.
Give me the voice, Ben. Come on, all of us, come on, right, come on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, come on, Johnny.
Mama, come on, sing along.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled that trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun, and now I've gotta throw it all away.
That was extremely funny.
That was just weird.
Some say funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, technically, you don't tune in, you download it. So
oh, cool. Ben, don't leave yet.
Download it.
Ellie Saunders is here.
Ellie Saunders is here on the podcast.
Ellie Saunders is over there.
Beat the bitch.
What's that?
Do you have to say something?
Say something profound about Ben Marshall.
Quick. Say something. Say something.
Ben Marshall is going. Let's all be happy now.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye,
John.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.